现在是晚上，是今天下雨，所以雨很大，然后外面天又很黑，这样一个晚上。
Now, for our friends in China, it's going to be a little later start this morning for you, 11:30 in the morning for you.
对，那对于中国的这个弟兄姐妹们，今天你们开始的要晚一些，是11点半了，在你们那边的时间。
Others are joining us as we speak, so we do appreciate and welcome everyone here this evening.
那我们非常感谢你们能来，也欢迎今天晚上来的所有的弟兄姐妹们。
We're looking forward again to our brother David Dunlap. He's going to continue his series now on the book of Philippians, the lovely book of Philippians.
那我们也再次的期待David 的弟兄继续给我们讲解腓立比书这个系列。腓立比书是一卷非常好的书。
So, we give you again a really big welcome this evening and this morning.
那我们再次的热烈的欢迎大家，不管是在星期六的早上还是星期五的晚上。
And before we hand it over to our brother David Dunlap, we're going to ask our brother Harold Summers if he would just open our meeting with a word of prayer and ask God's blessing upon us.
我们开始之前呢，先请哈尔的长老为我们做一个开始的祷告。
Lord, we're very thankful.
主，我们再次感谢在这样的时候能够再次与您在一起。
We're thankful that your invitation is that we can come to you on all occasions, any occasion.
我们再次感谢您，您邀请我们在任何的时候，每一个时刻都能到你的面前来。
So here we are this morning, and we're here looking to you to bless us as we consider again the great truths from the Bible.
那今天不管是晚上还是上午的时间，我们感谢您当我们解开圣经的时候，求您祝福我们。
We're praying, Lord, that you will give wisdom to David as he speaks, give wisdom to Yanling as she translates, and give wisdom to each of us as we listen.
主，我们求您赐给David 的智慧，让他讲解您的话，也赐给我翻译的智慧，也给我们每一个听众智慧来理解。
You have promised by the power of the Spirit of God to speak to us. That's what we're asking you to do right now.
你应许我们，你是借着圣灵的能力对我们说话的。我们今天就祈求你这样做。
So open our understanding, warm our hearts to your great truth. This is walking your ways, we pray.
主啊，求您让我们能够明白您的话，也用您的真理使我们的心火热，也让我们能够按照您的道路去行。
We give thanks now, Lord Jesus.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Thank you, Brother David.
Good evening. It's my pleasure to be with you again as we look at these studies in the book of Philippians.
大家晚上好，很荣幸啊，再次能有机会跟大家一起学习腓立比书。
And so I invite you to take your Bibles and open to the first chapter of the book of Philippians.
那我邀请大家呢，把圣经翻开，翻到腓立比书的一章。
In a few minutes, I'm going to ask Yanling, our translator, if she would read from verses 12 through 18. But before that, just a few comments of introduction.
那等一会儿呢，我会给大家读12到18节。那David 弟兄呢，先要做一个前面简单的开始的开场白。
But just a little bit, we're going to look at the second half of the of this first chapter of the book of Philippians tonight.
那我们今天晚上呢，要看这个腓立比书一章的后半段。
So allow me to give you just a little bit of an outline about the direction that we're going to go in tonight.
那我要大概给大家讲一个框架，我们今天晚上讲的主要的一个结构是什么，是怎么样的。
So verses 12 through 18 is about the preaching of the gospel. and how God wants the gospel to be preached in any way that it can be.
那12到18节呢讲的是福音的传播，讲的是神是希望怎么样传讲福音，以及他具体是怎么展开的。
Paul says, even though the gospel is preached in strife, he thanks God for it being preached. He thanks God for being preached by many godly men.
那保罗说的有的人传福音呢是因为纷争嫉妒，有的人呢是因为属神的人是因为他们的善意，但是不管怎么样呢，福音终究是传开了。
Then in verses 19 and 20 of chapter 1, we see Paul's tremendous trust in the faithfulness of God and the sovereignty and the working of God in his life.
然后19-20节呢讲的是保罗对掌权的神呢以及他的大能啊他的这个统治他的掌控呢是有绝对的信心。
And then a little bit later in this chapter, verses 21 through 26, we see Paul's commitment to living for Christ. He says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
那21-26节呢讲的是保罗完全把他自己的生命呢是献上是为基督而活的。他说我活着就是基督我死了就有益处。
And then lastly, in verses 27 to the end of the chapter, verses 27 to the end, we have some closing warm exhortations that the apostle Paul has to the Philippians.
那27到这章的末了呢就是30节呢是保罗对腓立比教会的信徒的一个劝勉。
I think it's been said already, but I should say it again, mention it again tonight, that Philippians is a prison epistle. So Paul is writing this epistle from a prison cell in Rome.
那我想我以前提过，那我再讲一次呢，就是腓立比书呢是一个监狱书信，是保罗在罗马的监牢里面写的这封信。
The books of Philippians, Colossians, Ephesians, and Philemon were all written from a prison cell, in Rome.
那以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书和腓利门书都是保罗在罗马坐监的时候写的。
This second half of the chapter is really about preaching the gospel. And we see that word preaching of the gospel 9 times, the defense of the gospel, all of these kind of words are used over and over again.
那一章的这个后半段呢的确是讲的主题呢就是关于福音的传讲的。preach 这个词就是传福音这个词呢用了9次，还有其他的这个护卫为福音辩护啊这样的词反复的出现。
Okay, well, enough introduction. I'm going to ask Yang Ling if she would read verse 12 through verse 18, please.
好的。那前面呢就是 David 就把这他今天要讲的主要的结构给大家介绍完了，那我现在给大家读12-18节。弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁在狱营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚，这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
Well, look with me at verse 12.
好，我们一起来看。
Verse 12 says, I would have you understand, brothers, that the things which have happened to me have fallen out for the furtherance of the gospel.
他说弟兄们我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。
As Paul sits in a prison cell, as he realizes that he's been arrested and that he will be in prison for some time, he says, this is good. This has happened that the gospel would be furthered.
那保罗这样写呢，是因为他那时候还在监狱里，而且他知道呢，他可能要在监狱里住一段时间。但他说呢，这是好事，因为我坐监牢呢，是为了让福音能够继续的传播。
You know, sometimes things happen and we think, oh, that's such a terrible thing that's happened. It's going to hinder the gospel from going forward, or it's going to hinder the work of God in the church. But sometimes, and many times, it actually blesses and furthers the work of God in a certain area.
那有的时候呢，我们会遇到一些事情，而且这些事情呢，我们认为是不好的，我们认为是会阻碍福音的传播，会阻碍神国的工作。但是呢，很多时候，而且是绝大部分时候呢，其实这些事情最终都被发现呢，是对神国的事工呢是有益的，而且是有助于福音的传播的。The
apostle wants to encourage these Philippians. They've heard of Paul being in prison. And they think to themselves, the work of God, if Paul is in prison, the work of God is going to be severely hindered. What's going to happen? What is God going to do without this great leader?
那保罗呢，是传福音的领袖啊，他现在被关到监狱里了。那很多基督徒就认为，哎呀，这可怎么办呢？这个我们的领袖被关到监狱里了，那这个福音的事工岂不是要大受阻碍吗？
So Paul encourages them.
所以保罗呢，在鼓励他们。
Now, in the book of Romans, Paul says, I want to come to you, chapter 1 and verse 10. He says, I want to come to you in Rome so that I may have some fruit, a little bit of fruit, that I might have a little blessing when I go to preach there.
那保罗呢，在罗马书的1章10节说啊，他说他或照神的旨意，终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。他可以在传福音上，在你们那里再结一些果子。I
think Paul imagined that he would be able to speak to a couple of local assemblies and preach the gospel and see a measure of blessing.
所以保罗呢，他是看见他。 应该还是可以继续在一些地方教会呢传福音，然后给他们带去祝福，然后结出更多的果子的。I
think Paul thought there would be a little bit of blessing, but he never imagined the great things that God would do through his visit to Rome.
所以保罗呢，他当时呢，预先是知道他去罗马的话会给当地的教会带来一些祝福，但他没有想到神会使他在这个罗马之行啊，会带来这么大的果效，这么大的这个推动福音的传播。Now
notice what happens in verse 13.
我们看13节发生了什么。
In verse 13, it says, so my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in many other places.
他说，以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故。He
says, in verse 13, he says, I am in prison for preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他在13节的意思是说呢，我之所以被关到监狱里啊，是因为我传讲了基督耶稣的福音。He
says this message of the gospel, it is becoming clear throughout all of the palace.
然后这个福音呢，在这个御营全军都已经讲得非常清楚了。And
many other places in the area of Rome.
以及呢，在罗马的其他的很多地方。
Now, notice something very particular about verse 13.
我们来看一下13节有一个特别有意思的具体的地方。Now,
the Bible translation I'm reading from, it uses the word palace. My bonds of Christ are manifest in all the palace.
那我用的这个英文的这个圣经的翻译版本呢，它说的是皇宫，就是在皇宫里已经显明了。
But the true rendering of that word palace should be praetorium.
这个词的这个真实本意呢，应该是总督府的意思。Now
the praetorium was a large barrack area that was immediately next to the palace, and this housed all of the guards that protected the palace and protected Caesar.
那实际上呢，它是一个紧靠着皇宫的一个建筑，是所有为保护那个皇帝安全的那个御营军呐，他们都驻扎在这样的一个营房里面，就是这里面说的这个御营，就这个意思。Historians
tell us that there were usually about 10,000 Praetorian guards in Rome at any given time.
那有人说呢，应该是有一万个士兵啊，就是这个御营全军啊，差不多有一万个人。These
are the guards that would have been stationed where Paul is, that would have guarded Paul so that he did not escape.
那保罗呢，也是在这御营军的这个看管之下，以免保罗逃跑了。
So he says, I have a ministry. Paul says, I have a ministry. I'm in bonds. But I have a ministry, and my bonds and the gospel of the Lord Jesus is known to all the soldiers who are in the Praetorian Guard.
保罗说，我虽然被捆锁啊，我被关在监狱里，但是我有一个服侍的事工，这个事工呢，就是让所有保护皇帝的这个御林全军呢，像御林军一样的，所有的这些士兵呢，他们都能够听到福音。He
says, they are manifest in all the praetorium.
他这里说，像御营全军呢，都显明了。And
in all other places.
以及其余的地方也都显明了。But
you begin to see the scope of the gospel preaching of the Apostle Paul. Though he was in prison, he had a wider ministry than he would have ever had if he wasn't in prison.
所以你看，我们在这里能够看出啊，保罗他传福音的这个影响的这个范围有多大。如果他不坐监牢的话呢，他的这个福音的传播的范围永远不可能达到现在这个规模。So
he says, I went to Rome. I purposed to go to Rome to be a help to the assemblies, the churches that were there. But God opened the door for me to have a much greater ministry than I ever imagined before.
保罗说，我本来定义要去罗马呢，本意呢是去帮助在罗马的当地的教会的信徒的，但是呢，神却给我开了这么宽大的有功效的门呢，让福音可以传到这么大的范围内。You
know, brothers and sisters, God could put on our heart a little work to do, some little work that he puts on our hearts, and as we get into that work, we begin to see God opens the door even wider than we ever thought before.
对弟兄姐妹们，主也会在你心里啊放一些负担，让你去做。你做这些工作的时候呢，你就会感叹哦，神竟然给我开了一个如此宽大的门，这个门是我原来没有想象过的。So
Paul shares with us how his imprisonment was meant to be the furtherance of the gospel.
所以保罗呢，在这两节也就讲清楚了，就是他的坐监呢，是为了这个福音的兴旺。Remember
in the last chapter of Genesis, in chapter 15, verse 20.
好，我们看这个创世纪最后一章啊，50章的20节。
It says there that what man meant for evil, God meant for good in saving many people alive today.
他说，从前你们就是人的意思啊，你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。You
see, the brothers of Joseph want to throw Joseph into a pit and have him be a slave and be in prison for the rest of his life. But God had different plans, and God lifted him up, and he became the prime minister of all of Egypt.
约瑟的弟兄呢，是想把约瑟呢扔到了一个坑里，然后把他卖作奴隶。本来是想让他一辈子做奴隶，甚至一辈子坐在监狱里的。但是呢，神有他更好的旨意，神把他从监狱里高升起来，做了埃及的宰相。So
God has a very different plan sometimes than we have. We begin small, and God opens the doors and blesses the work of God.
所以神的计划有时候是跟我们的计划完全不同的。我们开始的时候呢，这个事情开始看上去很小，但是神呢却会使它变得很大。
Now, how is a work blessed? How is the work of God blessed?
那神的工作，或者说我们做的神的工作，怎么样才能得到祝福呢？
Now, notice with me in verses 14 through 18, the repetition of the word preach over and over again.
那我们来看啊，就是14节，还回到腓立比书一章14节到18节呢，有一个词就是传福音，这个传字啊反复的出现。
It says in the last part of verse 14, they speak the word without fear.
然后14节的后半段他说越发放胆传神的道。
In the first part of verse 15, it says they preach Christ.
然后15节的前面他说传基督。
In verse 16, it says they preach Christ.
然后16节呢他说的是辨明福音。
When you go to verse 27, the word gospel is used two times.
然后27节呢福音出现了两次。
And in verse 18, it says Christ is preached.
然后18节呢说基督究竟被传开了。
Now this is such a key thing in the blessing of the gospel, preaching the word of God.
所以这个呢就是传福音的工作的关键了，得祝福的关键就是要传。
God always blesses his word when it is preached.
所以当神的话在被传讲的时候呢，神就一定会祝福他的话。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, he tells us God's word will not return unto him void, empty.
那在以赛亚书的55章里讲过，神的话绝不徒然返回。
If we want to see blessing, if we want to see God use us in service to him, it is always through the preaching of the word of God.
如果我们想要看见神的祝福，要想看到神借着我们在做了不起的事的话呢，那我们要做的就是传神的福音，传神的话。
And we see something else in these verses, preaching the word of God and preaching the person of Christ, what the Lord Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, what the Lord Jesus did when he came into this world, his death and resurrection.
那我们在这几章里能看到呢，传福音就是传什么呢？就是传主耶稣基督，传他来到地上呢，为我们钉在十字架上，为我们在十字架上死了这件事。以及复活。
We preach the word and we preach Christ and we will see God use it in wonderful ways.
我们传讲神的道，我们传讲耶稣基督，我们就可以看到神使用我们，祝福我们。
Let's move on a little bit in our passages here for tonight.
好，我们继续往前走。
Look with me, if you would, at verse 17. Verse 17.
我们看17节。
In verse 17, it says, I'm given for the defense of the gospel, and he says also for the confirmation of the gospel.
16, I think, David.
16, and then in verse 17, the defense of the gospel.
16节呢中文里面讲的是辨明，我知道我是为辨明福音设立的。
So what does that mean? What does it mean for the confirmation of the gospel and the defense of the gospel?
这是什么意思呢？辨明福音以及为福音辩护是什么意思呢？
For the confirmation of the gospel, and that's verse 15 and 16. The confirmation of the gospel, it means to, it has the idea of establishing the gospel, preaching that the gospel is true.
传福音呢， 或者说是确定这个明确这个福音的意思呢，就是使福音这个信息清楚的讲明出来，确立福音的意思。
The Apostle Paul, when he went in the book of Galatians in chapter 1, he began to say, the gospel is not, it didn't come from my own ideas. It was something that was given to me. It was given to me by God. And because of that, it is true.
嗯，那还记得在加拉太书一开篇的时候，保罗就说这个福音呢、啊、不是从我出来的，而是神给我的。既然是神启示给我的呢，它就是真实的。
And so that's one of the first things we do. When we preach the word of God, we preach that it's true. We preach, we back it up with scripture, and we teach that the word of God is true. It's true because as we find it in the word of God, it's true because it comes from God himself.
嗯，所以我回到我们传福音上啊，我们传的福音呢，之所以它是真实的，是因为我们是基于圣经的，是基于神的话的。既然这个圣经是神的话，那它就一定是真实的。我们传的信息就是真的。
And then we go down to verse 17. And in verse 17, we find the defense of the gospel.
17, okay.
The last part of verse 17. I'm set for a defense of the gospel.
Okay.
In my Bible, it's 16.
Is it different?
Yeah, verse 16 is for the defense of the gospel.
Okay.
17?
Okay. Oh, doesn't matter. 可能 David 的那个版本和我的这个不一样，不管是17和16节嘛，这里讲的是护卫福音呢、啊、就是为福音辩护的意思，就是辩明福音，中文这里用的词就是。
The defense of the gospel is when the gospel is attacked, that we should defend it. We should give reasons and arguments why the gospel is true. And the apostle Paul did this. He defended the gospel.
辩明福音是什么时候用的呢？就是当有人攻击福音的时候呢，我们要为福音辩护，我们要提出我们的理由，据理力争。保卫这个福音。
So some of the things that Paul tried to establish, and I want to give a short list of them, in defending the gospel, are these. I want to give a list of six things that we need to establish, as we preach the gospel.
嗯，那我要给大家列出六个方面的内容啊，就是当我们传讲福音或者说为福音辩护的时候呢，要有这样六个方面。
Number one, all are sinners.
嗯，一个呢就是要讲清楚我们全部都是罪人。
The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
因为圣经说人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Many times that's under attack. Number two, the penalty.
很多时候这一点呢是被攻击的。然后第二点呢就是罪的代价。
The penalty of sin, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
那圣经说呢，罪的工价就是死，但是借着耶稣基督赐给我们的是永生。
Number three, a penalty must be paid. The sin debt must be paid by someone.
然后第三点呢，必须讲清楚，就是这个罪的这个惩罚呀、啊，代价必须有人付，必须有人替我们把这个代价付了。
And Christ paid that sin debt. It's not by good works, it's by the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后是耶稣基督替我们付了这个罪的代价，不是因为我们的好行为，而是耶稣基督代替我们付了偿付了这个罪的工价。
Salvation is a free gift of God.
那救恩呢是神免费的礼物。
And men must receive this gift of God to be saved.
那人要得救呢必须接受神的这个礼物。
These are key things about the gospel that are often under attack.
那这些关于福音的关键点呢都是经常被攻击的。
I'm going to read through that list again. Just briefly.
好，我们再头理一下这六项的这个单子。
One, all are sinners.
第一，我们都是罪人。
Two, there's a penalty for sin.
第二呢，罪呢就是有代价的。
Three, a penalty must be paid.
那罪的这个公价呢，必须要求偿付。
Four, Christ paid the penalty for sin.
那第四点呢，就是基督为这个罪的公价呢，他付上了代价。
Number five, salvation is a free gift.
然后第五点呢，就是救恩是一个免费的礼物。
And then men must receive, unsaved men must receive, that free gift of salvation by faith.
那第六点呢，就是一个没有得救的人呢，必须凭着信心接受这个礼物，他才能得救。
So these are things that Paul preached. These are things that he defended the gospel through all of his letters in the New Testament. These are key truths about the gospel.
那这六点呢，就是保罗传福音的主要内容，也是他在新约的这个众多的书信里面呢，用很多的教义反复在为此辩护的，为此辩明的内容。
So Paul spoke about the preaching of the gospel. Some did it out of envy when Paul was in prison. Some were envious of his position, and so they preached out of envy.
在保罗坐监狱的时候呢，外面有些人呢在传福音，有些呢是出于嫉妒和纷争，他在传。
Others spoke out of sincerity, out of a good motivation, but Paul says, whether in strife or whether in faith, he said, I rejoice. I rejoice the gospel is preached.
那还有人呢，他们是怀着好意，真心真意的在传福音的。但保罗说，无论怎样，无论是假意还是真心，只要福音传开了，我就欢喜。
Well, let's move on. Let's move on. I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read verses 19 and 20, please.
那我们继续往前看，我们往下看19到20两节，因为我知道这事借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Now verses 19 and 20 speak of the trust that God has, that Paul has in God's working in his life.
那十九二十节呢，讲的是保罗对神的信任呢，他相信他把他的这个工作和他的生命呢，就都交托在神的手里，他相信神。
So Paul has just said that he has been in prison, and because he was in prison, the gospel has been blessed, and many have heard the message of salvation.
那前面的几节呢，我们刚才讲到了是保罗说他坐监狱呢的结果呢，就是很多人都听到了福音，很多人都福音呢就因此兴旺，很多人都因听信了福音而得福了。
But now in verses 19 and 20, Paul says, I'm going to be released from prison.
然后19和20节呢，保罗在这里说呢，他会从监狱里被放出来的。
He says in verse 19, I know that this imprisonment, I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
他说十九节，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
He says that your prayers will lead to my release from prison.
他是说你们的祷告啊，会导致会最终的结果呢，是导致我从监狱里被放出来。
The word salvation in verse 19 is the idea of deliverance or release from prison.
那这里19节的这个得救啊，是指从监狱里被放出来。
He's not speaking about his own personal salvation, but he's speaking the fact that he will be released from prison through the prayers of the Philippian believers.
那这里的得救呢，不是指保罗个人灵魂的得救，而他是指借着腓立比教会的信徒的祷告，他会被从监狱里放出来。
Now, isn't that an incredible thought, that the prayers of the Philippians can lead to the release out of prison, for the Apostle Paul?
对，这真的是让人难以置信的一件事啊！就是腓立比教会的信徒呢，他们的祷告呢，最终会带来的结果是保罗从监狱里得到释放。
We just said a little while ago that the Praetorian Guard, there were 10,000 guards, that were near the palace and that were also guarding the Apostle Paul.
刚才我们前面讲了，这个就是在皇帝啊，就罗马皇帝皇宫旁边的这个御林全军呢、啊，一共有一万人，这一万个人呢，他们都是看管这个保罗的。
Paul was in Rome. He was imprisoned by the most powerful empire of that known world. And he says the prayers of the Philippians are going to lead to the release of Paul from prison.
那保罗那个时候可是被当时世界上最有权势的、最有能力的罗马皇帝关押的，但是他却说腓立比教会的信徒的祷告啊，能最终让他得释放。
Through your prayers shall lead to my salvation or my deliverance from prison. What an amazing thought.
所以他说借着你们的祈祷啊，终必叫我得救，这是多么让人惊奇的一个想法。
Never minimize the power of prayer when we lift up brothers and sisters, whatever the need may be, whatever the situation, but never minimize how powerful prayer can be.
所以当我们为弟兄姐妹的需要，不管是什么需要，不管是什么情况祷告的时候，千万不要小瞧了我们这祷告的能力和果效啊。
And then he says in the same verse, he says, and I will receive the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He will be energized and he will be empowered by the Spirit of God in his life.
然后他这一节里还说啊，他要借着基督耶稣之灵，耶稣基督之灵的帮助，就是圣灵的帮助，就圣灵会加他力量，会给他能力。
Verse 20 says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that I shall not be ashamed.
二十节他说，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。
Now I should say this about the word hope in scripture.
那我应该说啊，这句话呢是是关于圣经里的盼望的一句经文。
Whenever we read the word hope in scripture, it always has the idea of confident expectation, confident assurance in something.
所以圣经里凡是提到盼望这个词 ,hope 这个词啊，都是一个确定的期待。
In the English language,When we use the word hope, it doesn't have the idea of strong assurance or strong expectation.
在英语里啊，用 hope 希望这个词啊，并不含有就是确定这件事情一定会发生的这样的一个确据的意思。
We may say about a certain sports team, will they win the game? And we will say, I hope so. We have no idea whether they'll win or not.
比如说当我们希望某一个球队得胜的时候呢，我们只能说我盼望他们能够得胜，我并没有确切的把握就是他们能得胜还是不能得胜。
But Paul is saying, I will be released from prison. It is my confident expectation, my earnest expectation that I will be released from prison. I will not be ashamed.
那但保罗在这里说的意思啊，就是他要被从监狱里释放这件事情啊，是一定会发生的。他是有充足的信心和确据的。他说我不会因此羞愧的。
And then he says this, and he begins to lead into this aspect about living his life for Christ.
因此呢，他说他会活的，用他的一生来为耶稣而活。
The last half of verse 20 and then down through verse 26, Paul begins to speak about this confident living for the Lord Jesus Christ, dedicating his life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
20节的后半段一直到26节讲的就是保罗带着这样的信心，他要把他的一生都献给耶稣，他要为基督而活。
Notice the second half of verse 20.
好，我们看20节的后半段。
He says, but in all boldness, as always, and as now, Christ, I desire Christ to be magnified in my body, whether life or in death.
只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
He says with all boldness, he said, I want Christ to be magnified. I want Christ to be seen by as many people as possible and seen in his all of his greatness and in his power and in his salvation.
他说我要一无所惧，我要凡事放胆，我要让尽可能多的人呢看见耶稣，看见他的大能啊，看见他的救恩。
That Paul's life could be, as it were, the great magnifying glass. When we look at it, we see Christ very large.
保罗的生命啊，就像一个我们能想象的最大的放大镜一样啊，借着他，我们就能看到这个最大化的放大的这个基督。
So he goes on in verse 21, in this purpose that he has his life, to live for Christ.
然后我们继续看21节，他活着的目的是什么？他说，因我活着就是为基督活的，就是基督。
He says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
他说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
He says, but if I live in the flesh, I have fruit from my labor, and that I have a desire to stay here, but, he says in verse 23, I am in a difficult place, he says, between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, and the desire to stay with you and to minister the word of God.
22节他说，我现在在肉身活着呢，就能够成就我做工的这个果效果子，那我觉得呢还是活在地上会比较好，但是呢23节他就说，我现在却处在一个很困难的境地呢，就是我更愿意呢离开人世呢和基督在一起，因为这是好的无比的，但另一方面呢我又觉得我留下来能够帮助你们呢也是好的，所以他在两难之间。
Now verse 21 is the philosophy or is the motto, is the purpose that Paul has for his life.
那21节呢讲的是保罗这个人生的哲学啊，或者说他的这个人生的一个目的 和那个标杆啊榜样，就是他活着的目的。
You could say that verse 21 is the phrase that characterizes the whole life of the apostle Paul.
那21节的这些话呀，就能够概括耶稣基督，概括使徒保罗的一生了。
He says in verse 21, for me to live is Christ.
21节他说，因我活着就是基督。
What he means by that is I live and I serve and I worship and my entire life is given in service and living for Christ.
他说我活着呢我就服侍耶稣，我就敬拜耶稣，那我把我的一生呢都献给耶稣，为他而活。
He says, I live that way, I live boldly that way, and he says, if for some chance, my life is taken from me by those who are opposing, then it's a gain because I will go to be with my Savior in heaven.
他说我就按照这样的方式生活，我放胆这样活着一无所惧，但是如果我遭到抵挡呢，在某种场合某个原因的时候我死了，但是我觉得是我就是得着益处了，我就得了好处了，因为我可以跟我的主在一起了。
Now keep your finger in Philippians chapter 1 and turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
好，我们等一会儿再回到这里，我们先看到这个先翻到哥林多后书的一章。
Turn with me to chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians and verses 8 and 9 we want to look at.
哥林多后书的一章八节和九节。
He says in verse 8, he says as he writes to the Corinthians,He says, we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of the trouble which came to us in Asia.
第八节，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚西亚遭遇苦难。
Notice what it says. He lived for Christ. He says, we were pressed out of measure, above strength, inasmuch we despaired even of life.
我们刚才提到，保罗说他是一生都为基督而活的。他这里提到呢，他说他被压太重了，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
We had the sentence of death in ourselves.
他说他自己，他们自己就判了自己死刑了。
So Paul says, as it went from place to place, and I began to see, imprisonment and stoning and shipwreck and all of the difficulties in service to God, he said, we despaired even of life.
嗯，所以保罗在这里说呢，他从这里走到那里，四处旅行传道啊，他屡次遇到各种的危险，有的时候被石头打，有的时候坐监狱，有的时候遇到沉船的危险。他说他这里甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
He says he felt as if the next town that he would go to, or the next village he would go to, that would be the place that he would see the end of his life.
他的意思是说呢，他马上要到的下一个村镇呢，下一个城市啊，很可能就是他在那里要送命的地方了。
But here's the key. Notice the second half of verse 9.
好，我们看这个第九节后半段，这是一个关键。
He says that we would not trust in ourselves. That's what Paul's saying. For me to live as Christ, I didn't trust in myself, but I learned to trust in God who raises the dead.
他说叫我们不靠自己啊，这是保罗的关键。他为基督而活的时候呢，他就学会了不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
When all the troubles of life come and when all the difficulties of life come, whatever they may be, for Paul, danger and death and shipwreck and stoning, he says, I learned not to trust myself. I went forward living for Christ, trusting in God.
哎，保罗说在他在一生中遇到的各样的患难，各样的困难的时候，不管是各种死亡的威胁，不管是被石头打，还是坐监狱，还是沉船等等，他说他都明学会了，就是不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神，这是他为基督而活的关键。
Now look at verse 24 and 25 with me of Philippians chapter 1.
好，我们再回到腓立比书的一章的24和25节。
He says to depart and go to be with the Lord is much better, but to stay here and to abide.Is very helpful for you. I can minister the word of God to you. We can serve, God together.
我们看23节的后半段到24节，他说情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。就是保罗可以服侍这些众圣徒，可以与他们一同的做工，可以帮助他们。
Now let's go back for a minute.To verse 23. I want to look at verse 23 for a moment.
我们再回头看一下23节。
There's a key word in verse 23 that's very important.
在23节有一个关键词很重要。
It says in verse 23, to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better.
他说情愿离世与基督同在，这是好的无比的。
There's a tremendous truth in the New Testament that when a believer dies, he doesn't stay in the grave. His body stays in the grave, but immediately upon death, he departs and goes to be with Christ. His soul and his spirit go to be with Christ at that moment.
因为这个是新约里面讲的一个非常的美好的奇妙的真理啊，那就是基督徒死的时候呢，他不是待在坟墓里的，他的身体是待在坟墓里的，但是在他死的那一刻呢，他的灵魂就和身体分开，他的灵魂呢是直接去到天上和基督在一起的。
The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:8, he says, absent from the body, present with the Lord.
在哥林多后书的五章八节里啊，他说更愿意离开身体与主同住。
Here he says, when I die, he says, I will depart and go to be with the Lord.
他在23节里面讲的是，我当我死的时候呢，我就会离开，与基督在一起。
When a believer dies, he doesn't stay in the ground, but he goes immediately to be in the presence of his Savior in heaven.
所以当一个信徒死的时候呢，他不是待在坟墓里的，他是立刻就离开了这个地上和他的主，来到主的面前和主在一起了。
It is a great comfort. We see this over and over again. When a believer dies, he goes to be with his Savior. His body is in the ground, and later on there'll be a resurrection. But upon death, his soul and spirit go to be, depart, and go to be with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一个极大的安慰啊，在新约圣经里也反复的讲到了这一点，就是当一个信徒死的时候呢，他的身体在坟墓里等着将来身体的复活，但是他的灵魂呢是立刻就到了他的主那里去了，和基督在一起了。
And then he says, he says, which is far better.
然后他说这是好的无比的，或者说这是好的更多的，更好的。
Now, look at verse 25 for a moment.
我们看25节。
Now, verse 25, he says, I have the confidence and I know that I shall abide. I shall remain alive and I will continue with you for the furtherance of your joy and faith. He says, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to remain in prison. I'm going to continue in my service with you. And for the joy and faith.
说我既然这样深信啊，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同住。也就是说，保罗说，我知道我会活在这地上的，而且我也不会在监狱里，我会和你们在一起，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
So in verse 26, he says that your rejoicing may be even more abundant when you see me again, because I will be released from prison. And he says, by my coming to you.
26节啊，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，因为保罗会从监狱里被释放，再次回到腓立比教会那里，就你们的这个欢乐就越发加增了。
So we see the sovereign plan of God in his life. God has a plan for him, and he will release him from prison through the prayers of the believers at Philippi, and he'll continue his ministry with them.
所以我们在这里看到神呢，他这个伟大的计划呀，就是他会使保罗借着腓立比教会的信徒的祷告，从监狱里被释放，然后他又会重新回到腓立比教会和他们见面，在那里坚固他们，使他们的喜乐增长和使他们在灵里也成长。
In 2 years, roughly around 2 years, Paul was released, and he continued his ministry for a period of time.
所以大概是两年之后啊，保罗就真的从监狱里释放了，然后他继续有一段时间在做这个传福音的事工了。
Now in verses 27 down through verse 30, Paul gives some exhortation. He gives some encouragements. To these believers at Philippi, at the Philippians.
然后27节到30节啊，保罗就给了腓立比教会的信徒呢一些劝勉和鼓励。
So he says to them in verse 27, let your conduct, be as, agrees with the gospel.
他说27节，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。
He says, if I would hear of your affairs,that you would be serving the Lord with one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
他说可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
So this is one of the great truths, as we labor within the local church, to have one mind, to have one spirit, striving together for the faith of the gospel. That's what we desire to do.In every local church, striving together in unity in the preaching of the gospel. When there's strife and when there's division, when there's rancor, things don't go very well. But when there's unity and love and laboring together, that's when there's blessing.
这是关于地方教会兴盛啊的一个伟大的真理啊，就是地方教会一定要有同一个心智，同感一灵，要齐心努力啊，为所信的福音啊齐心做工。就如果地方教会的有纷争啊，有争斗的话，那这个事情就会神的施工就会受影响。那相反，如果他们同心合意，在爱里合一连结的话呢，那就会使福音兴旺。
And then in verse 28, he says, don't be terrified by your adversaries. Don't be terrified by those that are opposing you in the gospel.
28节他说，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，就是不要害怕那些抵挡福音的人。
Their opposition to you, he says, is a token of the fact that they're under the judgment of God.
他说他们抵挡你们的这个行为啊，恰恰是证明了他们是在神的审判之下的。
Says, don't be fearful of your enemies. It is a token to you that you're saved, that you have salvation, and that you have salvation in Christ.
他说不要害怕敌人，那他们抵挡你们的行为呢，恰恰是你们得着了救恩的这个证据啊，你们得救啊是出于神的。
So he says, labor together. He says, don't be afraid of your enemies. He says also that for the Christian, it's given to you to have a certain measure of suffering in the Christian life.
所以在这几节里他是说，首先呢，你们要齐心合力，就是同一心智的做工。然后第二个呢，就是不要害怕敌人的惊吓和阻拦。那第三点呢，就是你们会一起跟耶稣基督分享一些苦难的。
So he says in verse 29, the last part of verse 29, he says, is given unto you to suffer for his sake.
29节后半段他说并要为他受苦为他就是为基督。
The world is never going to agree with you or love you or to be in favor of you as a Christian.
你作为基督徒呢，这个世界呢是不会爱你的，也不会同意你的，也不会给你好处的。
The world is in opposition to all that a Christian stands for.
那这个世界呢是和基督徒所信仰的一切是相违背的。
The Lord Jesus in chapter 15 of John's Gospel, he says, they hated me and they will also hate you.
那主耶稣基督在福音书里说啊，他们恨你啊，是因为他们先恨了我。
The Lord Jesus says, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world in John chapter 16.
在约翰福音16章里面主说我已经胜了这世界你们在这世上有苦难，但是你们要放心，因为我已胜了这世界。
And in 2 Timothy 3:12 we read Paul says all those that are godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So there's an element of persecution and suffering that we will experience as a believer.
在提摩太后书三章十二节说，凡近前度日的人呢，都要受逼迫。
But that doesn't mean we withdraw from preaching the gospel and withdraw from the world. Paul says, go forth with boldness into the world. Look at the last verse of our section, verse 30.
有患难并不意味着我们要从福音的传福音的服事中撤下来，也不是说要从这世界中退出来。我们看第30节保罗最后的劝勉。
He says, use me as an illustration. Use me as an example. He said, I have suffered because of my going forth into the world and you saw it in me. And he says, and now you hear it about me. May I be your example. Do not withdraw. But go forth into the world and serve him.
三十节的意思呢，保罗是说你们要看我，你们要把我当成榜样，当成标杆，你们要像我一样带着福音进到这个世界里，不管会遇到什么样的困难和征战，都要放胆去做。他说三十节，你们的征战就与你们在我 身上从前所看见现在所听见的一样。
So we want to have a few questions and we're going to wrap our time up in our study, but I just want to summarize what we've looked at and learned in our chapter today.
好，我们等一下呢会把时间留给问答，但是在之前呢我们先要总结一下归纳一下我们今天学习的这个腓立比书一章后半段的主要的内容。
Number one, as we go forth and preach the gospel, many times God expands our ministry greater than we ever thought before.
第一个呢，当我们出去传讲福音，传讲神的道的时候呢，有的时候神会大大的打开我们的门呢，比我们所想象的还要大。
Paul says, go and preach the gospel, preach Christ, preach the word of God. This is where blessing comes from.
保罗说你要得福啊，就要去传福音，就要去传的道，就要去传神的道，就要传耶稣基督。
Paul says in verse 19, prayer is powerful. God can change many things through the ministry of prayer.
那19节呢，保罗告诉我们这个祷告呢是大有力量的，就是神可以借着祷告改变很多的事情。
And then in our section of 21 through 26, he says, live for Christ.
然后21到26节呢讲的就是要为基督而活。
He says, for me, my passion, my desire, number one is to live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗说对我而言呢，我所有的热情啊，我所有的目标啊，都是第一就是为了基督而活。
Lastly, he gives some exhortations to the Philippians. He says, serve the Lord, in oneness of mind, striving together for the gospel.
然后最后呢，他给腓立比教会的人呢一些劝勉。他说，首先呢，就是你们要有一个同有一个心智，要齐心努力为所信的福音齐心努力。
He says, don't be afraid of opposition.He says, you will have opposition, but God will bless, God will protect, God will be with you.
然后他说你们不要害怕敌人的惊吓，害怕阻挡，因为神会保护你，神会祝福你的。
And so that's how he encourages these believers with these closing comments.
所以这些的话呢，也是大大的鼓励了我们这些信徒。
One of the main things,that we have in this section is this. You begin in serving the Lord in what little thing he puts into your hands.
那我们从这一节这一段里学到最重要的一件事呢，就是神在你心里放了一点小小的愿望的时候呢，你就从这一点开始去服侍主。
And the Lord will take that and he will expand that in a way that we never imagined before.
然后神呢会使用你做的这一点点事，会大大的扩大大大的使用，它的果效会超出你所想象的。
Let me close with this, just a little illustration from John chapter 6.
我最后呢要用约翰福音的六章呢再给大家解释一下。
In John chapter 6, we have a boy, has 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and there's a great crowd of 10 or 15,000 people the Lord wants to feed.
然后呢在这个故事里面呢是有一个小男孩，他只有一点食物，五个饼，两条鱼，但是主呢却用他喂饱了至少有10,000到15,000人吧。
That little boy, when he went to hear the Lord Jesus preach, he never imagined, he never expected his little lunch to do very much that day.
那这个小男孩那天到主这里来之前呢，他绝对不可能想到他这一点点午餐呢能够使用到如此大的程度。
But he gave it all to the Lord Jesus. He gave what he had to the Lord Jesus.
但是呢他把他所拥有的呢都给了主。
When he gave it to the Lord Jesus, he didn't know what the Lord would do with it, but by faith he gave it to him. He didn't hold any back. He didn't hold back any bread. He didn't hold back any fish.
他没有给自己留下一点，没有给说给自己留下一点面包或留下一点鱼。
And the Lord fed with that. He fed 15,000 people.
主呢就用他呢为了大概至少有一万五千人喂饱了一万五千人。
When we give of ourselves to the Lord, we can never tell all that he will do with it. And so we give it by faith. Well, we'll close there. And I'm going to turn it back over to Eric. We'll take some questions and then we'll close in prayer.
自己献给主的时候啊，我们也不会想到主会如何使用我们所献给他的，但是我们就是凭着信心呢，把我们的一切呢献给他。好，我们现在把时间交回给 Eric 长老。
Yes, thank you, David. Harold, do you want to come forward? We'll make room here for you. Now we're open for some questions.
谢谢David 弟兄，我们现在就开始问答的时间，大家有什么问题尽管问，Zoom 上的朋友自己把话筒打开就可以说了。
One thing I notice about the Lord Jesus when I read the Gospels is that he was often asked many, many questions. And he was always open to answering questions.
当我们读福音书的时候会注意到主经常被人问各种各样的问题，然后他总是向任何的问题开放。
This is a very complex book.
我们这本圣经是很复杂的一本书啊，很难的一本书。
There isn't anyone who knows all the answers to the book, but the book has the answers.
没有哪个人呢会能够拥有所有的答案，但是这个书圣经本身呢，它就能够回答自己。
So now, That's to encourage you. It's what we call priming the pump. Yeah, do you know what a priming the pump? When you prime a pump, there are some pumps you have to add water to before the pump begins to work.
对，我们鼓励大家问问题啊，他就说有些水那个压水的泵是要你要先倒一点水进去，然后就有更多的水出来了，就是。如果谁抛砖引玉问一个小问题，可能后面就有。
I know there's not many farmers here. I can tell that.
但是我知道这里就会做农活的人不多。
Yes, Johnny.
他在传福音过程中，他的地位和是他的作用。
He wants to know the role Apostle Paul played in the preaching of gospel.
Okay. Could you say that in Chinese so that everyone might have that?
One brother asked, what's the role Apostle Paul played in the preaching of gospel, or his position or how important he is in the preaching of gospel.
Okay, thank you. Well, I think
he's on Zoom.
我再说一下，可能大家在 Zoom 上没听见，就是这个弟兄问，就是保罗在这个福音的传播的过程中，他的作用或者说他的这个重要性地位是怎么样的？
Thank you.
I think Paul had two roles.Two main roles. And, he was an evangelist and he was a teacher. So he proclaimed the gospel of the Lord Jesus with great power and many people got saved. Many churches were established. In most places that he went, a church was established, even if it was a short period of time. And then, go ahead, you can translate that.
David 的回答是说呢，保罗呢主要他有两个角色，或者说两个身份。第一个呢，他是个传福音的，就是他所到之处啊，就总是有很多人信主，然后他在当地呢会建立很多的教会。有的时候他在一个地方待的时间很短呢，都能够建立起教会。
And then secondly, he was a teacher, and he taught many truths.He taught about baptism, he taught about church leadership, he taught about worship, he taught about almost everything that we have in the New Testament, talked about the resurrection of Christ and the death of Christ.
另外呢，他就是保罗还是一个教师，就是他讲解了很多圣经的真理，几乎所有新约的真理呢，保罗都涉及到，比如说主的死复活，受洗。教会的这个领导的制度，还有敬拜的规矩等等。
Now, allow me to ask you, invite you to turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
好，我们翻到以弗所书的三章。
Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 8 and 9. These two things are brought out, in these two verses.
好，我们刚才讲的这两点呢，就在这两节经文里面呢就都概括了，就是以弗所书的三章八节和九节。
Now in verse 7, Paul says, I was made a minister according to the gift which God has given me that allowed me to powerfully work through his power.
第七节里保罗说，我做了这福音的执事啊，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐呢是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
So it says in verse 8, though I'm the least of all of the saints, he says, it was given me to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, when he means the gospel, to preach to Jews and especially the Gentiles the gospel, the unsearchable riches of Christ.
第八节，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然赐我这恩典啊，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富，就是福音啊，把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。保罗呢，既向犹太人传福音，也向外邦人传福音，但他更主要的是向外邦人传福音。
Then in verse 9, he says, and a second ministry he has,And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. So this is all the teaching that Paul would give to the church.
那第九节就是保罗的第二种服事，就是使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，就是他要把圣经的真理呢教导给众人听。
Notice in verse 10, he says that these things might be known by the church.The manifold wisdom of God.
第十节呢，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
So, these are two great ministries that Paul had, and we should have those two ministries also in local churches.
那这是保罗做的呢，两种最伟大的这个服事。那我们在地方教会呢，也要做这两项工作。
We should have a gospel preaching aspect in every local church where souls are saved and baptized and a good teaching time where the word of God is taught verse by verse through the scriptures.
那首先呢地方教会要传福音要使人得救要为他们受洗施洗那第二个呢就是要教导要把这个神伟大的真理呢教导给人明白。
Now, I want to give Johnny a chance to follow up to see if we are answering his question.
Oh, 对，看看这个 Johnny, 他说他有没有回答你的问题，或者你有没有接下去的更多的问题。Yeah, yeah, he said he got it. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Great, thank you.
The question relates to the foundation.
I want to bring it back to ourselves and point out that Paul laid a fabulous foundation that has enabled us to build 2,000 years later on that foundation.
哈尔德 长老补充啊，就是保罗呢是为我们奠定了一个伟大的根基啊，我们以至于我们2000年以后现在还可以继续在这个根基上建造。
Many people believe that they don't really have very much impact.
那有些很多人都认为呢他们自己没有什么太大的影响力。
But the Bible teaches not only did Paul lay a foundation,that went on for thousands of years, but Abraham laid a foundation that went on for thousands of years. David laid a foundation that went on for thousands of years.
那圣经告诉我们，不仅保罗呢建立了根基，那亚伯拉罕呢也建立了一个根基，而且这个根基呢也持续起作用了几千年。那大卫呢也奠立了根基。
So I asked myself the question, all right, Harold, what's going to happen?1,000 years from now because of the foundation that you laid.
那我就问自己，我说 Harold, 那从此以后1000年以后呢人们会问 Harold, 你建立了什么样的根基呢？
Oh, I see, I'm not that important.
我会说我没那么重要啊。
But are we not that important?
那我们真的是那么不重要吗？
There was a preacher here, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, he died. But he used to preach from our platform. This is what he said.
我们曾经在我们的这个教会的讲台上呢来过一个传道士，他传道人，他也二三十年前呢就去世了，他是这么说的。
He said, I so want to preach and to live my life now so that people following me 100 years from now will all be on the right track.
他说我要这样传道，我要这样生活，以至于呢跟随我的人呢他们在100年后依然还能走在正确的路上。
And that's what we're trying to do today. We're trying to move 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel in the right track so that people following us 100 years from now will still be on the right track.
那这是正是我们现在做的，我们希望我们16街教会呢走在这样的正确的路上，那以至于跟随我们的人呢100年后他们依然会走正路，不会走偏。
Now we've learned a lot tonight about preaching.
那我们今天晚上呢关于这个传道啊学习了很多。
But we also teach that women aren't supposed to preach.
那我们也教导说呢女人不能讲道。
So what's that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
It means women aren't supposed to preach in the church.
那女人不能讲道，就是在教会不能讲道。
But women are preaching all the time in their lives, on the street, in their homes, with their families. They're preaching all the time. Ladies, keep on preaching for Jesus.
但是女人的一生呢，她们都是在讲道的，她们可以在街上传道，她们可以在家里，也可以在家人、朋友当中讲道，所以姐妹们，你们要继续的这样做，继续的为基督讲道。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you want your grandchildren to be on the right track.
因为你希望你的孙子辈的依然走在正确的路上。
And you want your great grandchildren and your great grandchildren to be on the right track.
你希望你的重孙子、你的重重孙子都在走正路。
Jonathan Edwards was a great, great man of God living in the east of the United States. He was a university president.
Jonathan Edwards 呢，他是一个很伟大的属神的人，他是住在美国的东部的，他是一个大学的教授。
He and his wife prayed and prayed that their children would follow God and their grandchildren would follow God and their great grandchildren would follow God and their great great and
那他和他的妻子呢，就一直在祷告啊。他们盼望他们的子女能够跟随主，然后他们的孙子、他们的重重孙子、他们的重重重孙子都能跟随主。
And the sociologists got a hold of that, and they did a study, and they found it's true. Their posterity were mighty men and women for God and in the United States of America.
然后社会学家呢就专门对这个家庭呢进行了跟踪，也的确是他们各代的历代的这个子女呢，他们都是为主做工的，是很伟大的属神的人。
Paul laid the great foundation. We've got to lay a foundation so solid that those following us will be on the right track.
对保罗呢奠定的根基，我们呢也正在奠定这样的根基。我们的根基呢要如此的坚固，以至于跟随我们的人呢都能以后走正路。
The only thing I can add to that is the scriptural backup, just in case you don't believe what Harold has been saying.
我想补充的就是给大家一些经文的支持啊，让大家能够相信Harold 刚才所说的观点。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
翻到哥林多前书的三章。
He says, according to the grace of God, which was, verse 10.
第十节，三章十节。
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 3 verse 10. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
It was given to John to be the layer of the foundational doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗是神所赐给他这样的恩典啊，让他立这个基础教义的这个根基。
Now we have the scriptures that we know that the scriptures in first or second, second Timothy, you'll read there.
我们翻到提摩太后书啊。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节。提摩太后书的三章十六节。
Paul has given us this New Testament, these two Testament teachings, and he says in verse 16.
那保罗在这里呢，给了我们这新约的教导啊，就是十六节。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete.Thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So the scripture themselves are the foundation upon which we are able to build on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那圣经本身呢，就是我们在耶稣基督里，能够往上建造的根基啊。
David, do you have anything more you would like to add to that?
我们看看 David 弟兄有没有需要补充的。
I think what Harold and what you've said is excellent. And I think the whole New Testament is really, Paul wrote these things, laying the foundation. He wrote Ephesians and 1 Corinthians and Timothy and Titus to lay that foundation. And that foundation, as Harold brought out,That foundation has been the basis for churches for thousands of years. And healthy churches, when we move away from that foundation, we find churches going on for a short period of time and then coming to an end. But those who follow that foundation, they go on strong for many, many, many generations. And so it's a great testimony. And so the book of Philippians, is about that.
David 的补充呢，就是说，保罗所建立的根基啊，就是指新约里面保罗写的这些书信，就是我们刚才学的腓立比书也好，哥林多书也好，前后书也好，提摩太前后书啊，加拉太书等等，所有的这些书信呢，就是这个真理的根基。他呢是指导这个教会啊，是应该怎么样的运作的。那凡是跟随这个保罗的教训建立在这个根基上的教会呢，他们就可以持久，可以一代一代的传下去。但有些教会呢，他如果走偏了，没有坚实的建立在这个根基上呢，他们可能会兴旺一阵子，但很快就会衰败了。所以只有牢牢的钉住，就是建造在这样的根基上的教会呢，才能够持续一代一代的传下去。
Well, thank you. We have time for a little short question.
还有时间啊，再问一个。
Or at least a short answer. Anyway. Well, thank you, Johnny.For that question, that's a very important question. Foundation.
对 Johnny 的问题很好，是一个很重要的问题，是关于根基的一个问题。
I have an engineering background, and I always, I had to do inspections on foundations.
他说呢，我个人的职业呢是有一点这个就是工程的背景的，所以我呢总是很注意检查这个基础啊，就是这个根基啊是不是牢固。
So I appreciate good foundations. Yes, Johnny. Johnny has another.
你说。
这个问题我想问 Harold.
For you, Harold, this question.
他有信心把16届教会要建成整个加拿大。
Do you have the confidence to build our 16th Avenue to be the best church in Canada or even in the world?
I don't have any confidence at all.
他说我完全没有这样的自信。
But I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我相信主耶稣基督。
And he can take us, and he can build us for his glory.
他可以使用我们，他可以用我们来建造他的荣耀。
I can't do it. Jesus can do it. He can even do it through me and through you.
我自己做不了，但是耶稣可以做，他可以借着我和借着你来做到。
What were the great foundations of the movement of God in the Bible?
那什么才是这个圣经里面的根基呢？
The movement of God in the days of Isaac and Jacob and the family of Abraham, a main foundation was Sarah.
在这个亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的那个时代呢，他们的根基是谁呢？是撒拉。
The foundation in the days of deliverance from Egypt was a woman by the name of Jochebed, Moses' mother.
那把以色列人从埃及带出的奴役的状态下带出来的时候，那个时代的根基呢是摩西的妈妈耶基别。
The foundations that were laid in the revival in David's day were.Hannah, the mother of Solomon, sorry, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, and, Naomi, the mother, grandmother, great grandmother of David.
And Ruth.
And Ruth, that's right, excuse me. Yeah.
那在这个大卫这个王朝啊，最以色列最鼎盛的这个昌盛的时代呢，那个时代的这个根基呢是撒母耳的妈妈哈拿，是大卫的曾祖母叫什么路德，以及路德的婆婆拿俄米。
Foundations in the days of the Lord Jesus laid by Elizabeth, John's mother, and Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那在主耶稣基督到地上第一次来的时候呢，那个时代的根基呢是施洗约翰的母亲伊丽莎白，以及他自己的母亲玛利亚。
what was the foundation of the work of God in the city of Philippi, from which we got our letter, Philippians. What's that foundation?
那我们正在学习腓立比书啊，那在腓立比这个教会呢，他们这个教会的基础是什么呢？
Lydia.
是吕底亚。
The great women of God doing marvelous works for God, laying the foundations in a few from which the great explosion of the blessing of God came.
她是一个伟大的属神的妇人呢，她为神做了伟大的事情，在她在腓立比这个地方啊，在当时只还有少数几个人的时候，就奠定了这个教会的根基，然后就从这几个人开始不断的发展壮大。
Our message tonight was preach, preach, preach. Ladies, keep on preaching. Men, keep on preaching. Keep on preaching.
对，我们今天的晚上的讲道的主题呢，就学习的主题就是传道，传道，传道。所以不管是姐妹们还是弟兄们，都要持续的去传神的道。
Amen. Thank you. David, then would you, if it's not too late in Florida, would you close in prayer, please? I must remember, you must remember that David is 3 hours earlier than us. So it's, for him, it's after midnight in Florida.
大家可能都不知道，我提醒大家就是David 是在佛罗里达州的，那边呢跟我们有3个小时的时差，所以他现在呢已经是过了午夜12点了。所以如果他还不觉得太晚的话呢，请 David 给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Well, let's look to the Lord in prayer.
好，我们仰望主来。
Our God and Father, we thank you for this time tonight to look into your word.
主，我们感谢今天晚上的时间，让我们能够查考您的话语。
And we recognize that your word is the foundation for all that we believe and all that we practice.
主啊，我们意识到你的话语啊，是我们所信的基石，也是我们行为实践的基石。
We are told in the word of God not to be hearers only of the word, but doers also.
那圣经教导我们不要只做听到的人，也要做行道的人。
So Father, we want to know more of your word and we want to do more of your word.
所以天父啊，我们盼望更多的明白你的话，也更多的做你所说的话。
So I thank you, Lord, for all those who have joined in China and in North America and Canada and the US.
我们感谢你，无论是从中国连线进来的，还是在北美、加拿大或者美国连线进来的。
May we seek to build on your foundation.
盼望我们在你的基础上建造。
And so, Father, we thank you for the truths that we see in scripture.
我们感谢在圣经里面所看到的真理。
And so, Father, help us to follow, help us to do, help us to honor the Lord Jesus Christ in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
在这一切的事上能够跟随主，能够去做，能够荣耀主的名，奉耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.
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 Amen.